In today's world, where supermarket shelves are lined with an overwhelming array of packaged foods, understanding how to read and interpret food labels has become essential for making healthier choices. From claims like low fat to nutritional information like total sugars, these labels can be confusing, if not downright misleading. But by learning how to decode them, you can make informed decisions about what you're putting into your body, leading to better health and well-being. Welcome back to Health Square, the podcast where we break down essential health topics to help you live your best life. I'm Bills, and today we're diving into the world of food labels. We'll explore how to read and understand the information on these labels, what certain claims really mean, and how to make healthier choices based on what you find. Along the way, we'll also share stories about how some famous individuals have used their understanding of food labels to make better dietary decisions. Let me start with a story about my friend Emily. Emily was a busy professional who often found herself grabbing quick, packaged meals during her hectic work days. Despite her efforts to eat healthy, she started noticing that she wasn't feeling as energized as she used to. She was gaining weight, experiencing digestive issues, and her skin was breaking out. Determined to make a change, Emily decided to take a closer look at the food labels of the products she was consuming. What she discovered shocked her. Many of the foods she thought were healthy were loaded with added sugars, unhealthy fats, and artificial ingredients. Armed with this new knowledge, Emily began making more informed choices, opting for whole foods and minimally processed options. Over time, she noticed significant improvements in her energy levels, digestion, and overall health. Emily's story is a powerful example of how understanding food labels can empower you to take control of your health. The basics of reading a food label. Food labels contain a wealth of information, but if you don't know what to look for, it can be easy to miss the most important details. The first thing to understand is the layout of the label, which typically includes several key sections: the serving size, calories, nutrients, and the ingredient list. Serving size and servings per container. The serving size is the first place you should look when reading a food label. It tells you the amount of food that is considered one serving, and all the nutritional information on the label is based on this amount. Pay attention to the servings per container as well, because many packaged foods contain multiple servings, which means if you eat the entire package, you'll be consuming more calories, fats, sugars, and other nutrients than you might realize. Emily found this out the hard way when she realized that her healthy granola bar actually contained two servings, doubling the amount of sugar she was consuming. Calories. The next section to examine is the calorie count, which tells you how much energy you'll get from one serving of the food. While calories are important, they're just one part of the picture. And it's equally important to consider where those calories are coming from, whether they're from proteins, fats, or carbohydrates. Emily learned that not all calories are created equal and began focusing on the quality of the calories she was consuming rather than just the number. Nutrients. The nutrients section of the label provides information on the amount of fats, cholesterol, sodium, carbohydrates, dietary fiber, sugars, and protein in one serving of the food. It's important to pay attention to both the amount and the type of nutrients listed. For example, saturated fats and trans fats should be limited, as they can contribute to heart disease, while unsaturated fats, like those found in nuts and avocados, are healthier options. The same goes for sugars. Added sugars, which are often hidden in processed foods, should be minimized, while natural sugars found in fruits are generally healthier. Percent daily value. This percentage tells you how much of each nutrient in a serving of the food contributes to your daily recommended intake based on a 2,000-calorie diet. A cent DV of 5% or less is considered low, while 20% or more is considered high. This can help you quickly determine if a food is a good source of a particular nutrient or if it's contributing too much to your daily intake of less desirable nutrients, like sodium or saturated fat. Emily found this feature particularly helpful when comparing products, as it allowed her to quickly see which option was more nutritious. Ingredient list. Perhaps the most important part of the food label is the ingredient list, which tells you exactly what's in the product. Ingredients are listed in order of quantity, from the highest to the lowest. A long list of ingredients, especially those that are hard to pronounce or sound like chemicals, is often a red flag that the food is highly processed. Emily started paying close attention to ingredient lists, opting for products with fewer, more recognizable ingredients. Decoding common label claims. Food packaging is often adorned with various claims designed to catch your eye and convince you that the product is healthy. However, these claims can be misleading, and it's important to understand what they really mean. When you see terms like low fat or reduced fat, it's essential to understand that these products might not be as healthy as they seem. While it might seem like a good idea to choose low fat or reduced fat products, manufacturers often compensate for the lack of fat by adding sugar or other additives to maintain flavor. Emily found that some of the low-fat yogurt she was eating was actually higher in sugar than the full-fat version. When it comes to fats, it's often better to focus on the type of fat rather than the amount. Unsaturated fats are beneficial, while trans fats and excessive saturated fats should be avoided. Similarly, the term sugar-free doesn't necessarily mean the product is healthy. Many sugar-free foods contain artificial sweeteners, which can have their own health risks. Moreover, sugar-free products can still contain other types of carbohydrates that affect blood sugar levels. Emily started avoiding sugar-free products and instead chose foods with natural sweetness, like fresh fruit. The term organic refers to how a food was grown or raised without synthetic pesticides, fertilizers, or genetically modified organisms. While organic foods are often healthier because they are free of harmful chemicals, it's still important to check the rest of the label. For instance, organic cookies are still cookies, and they can be high in sugar and fat. Emily found that while choosing organic foods was a good step, it wasn't a free pass to eat anything labeled as organic without considering the overall nutritional content. When it comes to whole grain foods, these can be a healthier choice as they contain more fiber and nutrients than refined grains. However, it's important to look for products that list whole grains as the first ingredient, rather than those that only contain a small amount of whole grains mixed with refined grains. Emily learned to check the ingredient list to make sure she was getting the full benefit of whole grains, rather than being misled by the label. The term natural is often used on food labels, but it's not well regulated and can be misleading. Just because something is labeled as natural doesn't mean it's healthy. For example, natural sodas or snacks might still be high in sugar or unhealthy fats. Emily became wary of the natural label and started focusing more on the ingredient list and nutritional content than on vague marketing terms, famous figures, and food labels. Understanding food labels isn't just important for the average consumer, it's also something that many famous individuals have emphasized in their own lives. For example, Michelle Obama, during her time as First Lady of the United States, was a strong advocate for healthy eating and launched the Let's Move initiative to combat childhood obesity. A key component of this initiative was encouraging people to read and understand food labels to make healthier choices. Michelle's emphasis on nutrition labels helped raise awareness about the importance of knowing what's in the food we eat. Similarly, actress Cameron Diaz has spoken about her focus on understanding food labels as part of her commitment to healthy living. In her book, The Body Book, she discusses how reading labels helped her cut out processed foods and make more nutritious choices. By paying attention to what she was eating, Cameron was able to improve her energy levels, skin health, and overall well-being. These examples highlight that even those in the public eye recognize the value of understanding food labels and the impact it can have on your health. Tips for making healthier choices. Now that you know how to read and interpret food labels, here are some tips for making healthier choices when you're at the grocery store. One effective strategy is to stick to the perimeter of the grocery store. Most grocery stores are set up with fresh produce, meats, dairy, and other whole foods around the perimeter, while processed foods are often in the center aisles. By focusing your shopping on the perimeter, you'll be more likely to choose fresh, whole foods that are naturally nutritious and less processed. When shopping, it's also a good idea to compare products rather than just grabbing the first one you see. Take a moment to compare different brands and options by looking at the serving size, scent DV, and ingredient list to find the healthiest choice. Emily started doing this and was surprised to find significant differences in nutritional content between similar products. It's important to be mindful of portion sizes as well, because even healthy foods can contribute to weight gain if you eat too much of them. Pay attention to the serving size on the label and measure out portions if necessary. Emily found that she was often eating more than the recommended serving size, which was contributing to her weight gain. Limiting added sugars is another key tip for making healthier choices. Added sugars can be found in many processed foods, from sauces to snacks, so look for products with little or no added sugar. Be aware of the many different names for sugar, such as high fructose corn syrup, dextrose, and sucrose. Emily started checking labels for these hidden sugars and drastically reduced her intake by choosing products with less added sugar. Whenever possible, choose whole foods like fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and lean proteins over processed options. Whole foods are naturally rich in nutrients and don't require a label to tell you they're healthy. Emily found that by focusing on whole foods, she was able to simplify her diet and feel more confident in her food choices. Finally, educate yourself about nutrition and food labels, because the more you learn, the better equipped you'll be to make healthy choices. Emily started reading books and articles about nutrition, which helped her become more informed and empowered in her food choices. Conclusion: empowering yourself through food labels. Understanding food labels is a powerful tool for making healthier choices and taking control of your diet. By learning to read and interpret these labels, you can make informed decisions that support your health and well-being. The experiences of individuals like Michelle Obama and Cameron Diaz, along with stories like Emily's, show that paying attention to food labels can have a profound impact on your life. Thank you for joining me on Health Square today. I hope this episode has provided you with valuable insights into understanding food labels and making healthier choices. If you found this episode helpful, please subscribe, leave a review, and share it with anyone who might benefit. Remember, the choices you make at the grocery store can set the foundation for a healthier, happier life. So next time you're shopping, take a moment to read the labels and make choices that nourish your body. Until next time, take care.